Ah, shit. Here we go again.
We're putting that bitch on ice.
I'm back.
You bastards! Does he look like a bitch?
Your name is cunt. Okay, you fucking cunt. You goddamn cunt. Why don't you want to go suck some dick? How about that?
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
And I listened back and I went, this is dumb shit. Nobody's going to want to hear this.
You are a cunt.
It's showtime.
What's going on, everybody? It's been a while. I haven't been around. So Carl decided to wait 3 months after I stopped screwing around with his show to acknowledge the fact that I existed. Way to go, Carl. Always a day late. So I figured I'd jump in here real quick since I heard he's been talking about my show and let you guys know what happened. So basically, I decided that listening to Carl 3 times each show was very, very bad when I can't stand Carl. So I just thought I'd do this real quick and let you guys know why I despise Carl so much. Let's start with this. Carl, for about 120 to 150 episodes, you used to tell people that playing videos on your audio show was dumb, and you didn't know why the hell people did it. You now do this every single episode, Carl. You call yourself a marketer. Okay, so let's talk about your artwork. Hey, Carl, are you the garbage or is the thing you're listening to garbage? Because your artwork says that you're the garbage can. The headphones should have been garbage cans on your head. Never mind. You're the guy who got paid for marketing, though. But whatever. So I don't understand how a trash can listening to headphones is listening to garbage. That sounds like garbage listening to things to me. But hey, I'm just an average Joe. I'm not a marketer. God forbid. I also poop at work. Which is interesting now that Carl works from home and doesn't poop at work. Keep that one under your hat, everybody. I don't know. I don't like hypocrites, and Carl's the biggest hypocrite on the internet. It's not bad enough, Carl, you sit here and talk about how you're an Adam Curry fan and you support Adam Curry, but Adam Curry does everything he does in a value-for-value model. Carl, you wouldn't know what value-for-value is if it jumped up and bit you in the nuts. It's not bad enough that you give me dynamic ad insertion. Now you're doing live ad reads behind it. I'm getting 4 minutes of fucking ads at the beginning of every show, Carl. And on top of that, Patreon that draws in $10,000 a month plus, and you never do any of your own fucking work, you have the perfect show. The Tom Sawyer of podcasting. Let's get everybody to do my fucking job for me. Ho, ho, ho. How many people does it take to pull clips for my show today? Oh, I don't know. Gangrenizly and this person in the Discord. And hey, thanks to this person for basically sending me all my clips so that I don't have to do any work. Oh, and then I expect the guests that come on my show to sit there and listen to a 2 or 3 hour podcast before they come on and take their own clips too. So again, I don't have to do any work. Yeah, okay, so I just, and having to listen to this shit 2 or 3 times a show to put it out, and now that you're putting out 2 a week, oh my god, it's impossible. Now, if there's anybody out there who would like to get together with me and do a little collaboration, and maybe we could do an after show of now that could be fun. But clipping Carl out and veganizing WATP was no longer fun. It was becoming hazardous to my health. It was a diet of pure nothing but beef and bullshit. Nah, it's okay. So that's probably over, guys, but I am working on a new project if you care to check it out. It is a totally different thing. Carl will find it. Carl will bag on it because it's not a perfect podcast. It's brand new. It's less than 10 episodes long. But it's all about me and the life I've lived. If you care, there'll be a link to my main website, which is basically a link tree for all my stuff. If you want to, come check that out. My quality has gotten a little bit better. I invested in a microphone. I'm learning some new software. But at least Carl did give me an option to learn how to edit audio. That's about the only positive that came out of it. Oh yeah, and by the way, hey Carl, one more thing. Please learn the definition of the word exclusive. How the fuck is it exclusive when you give it to me and Dick gives it to me? Exclusive content means it's something that you and you alone have. and have made available to me. Now, I mean, I know you can't talk, and I know you're not good with words, so I guess I'll let that one slide, but then again, that's why I don't pay for your Patreon anymore, Carl. I'm paying you to give me appearances on the Drew and Mike show that I can go listen to Drew and Mike's feed for free and get Carl there. Why am I paying you for that? Why am I giving you my $5 a month and paying you for content at the same time I'm paying Dick Masterson for it? Why? That's an exclusive show, Carl. Somebody should educate you on definitions, bud. Oh, and by the way, another thing. Can you please move the fuck on from Stuttering John? It's not bad enough you took the poor bastard off the internet. Whatever happened to not punching down, you fucking hypocrite? Alright, you know what? Just even doing this, I'm getting pissed off at Carl. This is why I try not to consume as much of his content anymore, and I couldn't listen to it 3 times per show. I'm done now. Everybody, if you want to listen to this fucking just boomer asshole who brought you the great things like 100 episodes of Kevin and the music special and the disastrous fucking live shows, okay. Support Carl and everything fucked up and hypocritical that he does on the internet, but I'd rather not. So, again, if anybody wants to reach out, there are contacts on that other show page there. Reach out to me if you want to do a rap show on Carl. I'd be happy to do that every week. We could sit there and tear him apart the way he does other people every week. That could be fun. I might get into that a little bit. Other than that, I'm out. You guys enjoy this cesspool.